Jana Zielinski is the director of Design Block, a Prague-based festival that brings together designers from the Czech Republic and abroad. What started 12 years ago as a small event targeted at design professionals has blossomed into Prague's biggest design festival, attracting 30,000 visitors last year. I spoke to Jana Zielinski about her love for design, how the festival started, and her plans for the future.
In 1999, a few companies in the Czech market, international brands like Vitra and Mrozo and so on, which were represented here by Concepti company, decided that they would love to have something similar like Milano Design Week in Prague. And this is how Design Block, Design Festival have started. At the beginning, there were only 14 participants, so it was very small, and it was more about really the community of people who were interested in design. Then, during the years, we realized that we need to have public being there, not only architects and designers and journalists. So we have opened it to exhibition program, and we have started to have so-called Super Studio, which was a big change, because Super Studio is a center of the exhibition program. It's every year in a different place. Once we have it in an old factory hall, once we had it as well in an old boatel, which is like a hotel on the boat, and it was quite nice because each designer had one cabin which was designed by him. We were as well in Prague Castle, and so we change every year the venue of the Super Studio so that people as well can know new places and new buildings, and this is something which is quite interesting for the public. So in last year we had more than 30,000 visitors at Design Block, and more than 200 companies and designers participating. So the situation has quite changed.
What are you planning for this year, for this year's Design Block?
So this year's topic is water. As we kind of find this situation a little bit liquid. And as well, our Super Studio and almost all the companies are having their showrooms by the river. So we decided to work with this. And we quite look forward to it, because we already have a lot of Czech companies who will exhibit at this year. So we will have a lot of new Czech products being exhibited. But as well, international brands will be quite strong, as I know that Vitra or Concepti and Amos and many other representatives here in the Czech Republic are preparing quite nice exhibitions.
So you've been involved with this festival for a very long time, but maybe to take a few steps back, how did you first become interested in design?
Actually, I was first more interested in film. And as I studied as well at the beginning, philosophical faculty and film. But then I realized that I'm more interested in the visual part of it. And I have started to prepare here like a small showcase of animation and graphic design and film and so on. And this is how my way to design went, actually. And then came actually design and Design Block, and this is how it started.
What elements do you think make good design, or what do you enjoy in design? What do you think is good design?
For me, it's a connection of very high aesthetics and somehow a pleasure. Because when you see the good product, you should somehow feel like a shivering in your heart, I would say. And this is what it should be, basically. And it doesn't matter whether the design is from the 1910 or 2010. For me, it's not important whether this is really now, high contemporary, or if it's a bit from the history. I think it doesn't matter, and it's important that you kind of feel passionate about this stuff.
What do you think is really bad design, or what would you like to see a lot less of?
Well, I don't like stuff which is not good looking, basically, because I think life is too short. And as we are born, we are already becoming owners of things, of products. And this starts very soon. And I think when we already have to be surrounded by products, these products should be nice. And we should be very careful about what we are buying, because we have to earn the money, we have to work for it, and we should spend it on stuff which we really like, not on the stuff which we think it's average, but it's okay. And I think this is exactly what good design can make, this difference between the average stuff, which is okay, and between nice stuff, which we really love.
And I'm sure as part of your work, you go abroad quite a bit and see design in other European countries. In the past 20 years, how has the Czech Republic caught up, and maybe what are some of the trends in this country now?
I think that the change is extreme, basically, as really in the 1990s, there were only a few companies at the Czech market, and the situation of the people were not really interested in design. And they were more interested about their career and maybe having a good car, because the car is a symbol. And now the situation is quite different, and people are really interested in stuff. We have here as well collectors who collect art and design, and I think it's quite changed, especially the interest as well of young people, I think, is a big difference. And the people who at 1999 or 2000 came to Design Block and they were young students, I have now families and they are used to design already and they buy it. They have become actually the target group of Design Block.
And would you say that companies such as IKEA or other companies that mass produce something that is designed relatively well, it's not hideous, is that a competition for high-end designer products, or do you think it's two very distinctly different markets?
Actually, I see it opposite. As, for example, the role of IKEA, I feel very positive, because they have changed people's mind about their homes, and IKEA have some of very good products in their range, and some very good designers work for IKEA. So I think it's a quite positive change. The other thing is the quality or sustainability and so on of these products. And when you want something extraordinary, I think you won't go to IKEA. But I find absolutely okay when people are not millionaires and they equip their apartments with the mixture of old furniture which they inherited after their grandma, with IKEA and with a few new design pieces. I think it's absolutely all right. It's everybody's choice, and I think it should be still home. It's something. It's not showroom which you should create from your home. Basically, you should feel they're good, and I think this mixture is just okay.
And is there an item that you've bought this year or recently, a design item that you really enjoy looking at and you're very glad you bought it? And if so, what is it?
Actually, I'm quite keen on porcelain. So I have bought last year some of the pieces. Some of them are historical, like Jaroslav Ježek's sculpture of the ride on the horse. It's my favorite sculpture actually now. It's very beautiful, and I have bought porcelain from Maxim and from White Fruit last design block, so I have these few pieces. But actually, this year it's not much for me about buying furniture. I'm more this year really on these small pieces.